Even before the sinking of the Prestige, the European Union was working on tightening rules governing oil tankers in their waters, but change is still a long way off. Joining us now to discuss how these ships are regulated is Robert Force, a professor of maritime law and co-director of the Tulane Maritime Law Center. He joins us by phone from his office in New Orleans. Professor, the Prestige is a 26-year or was a 26-year-old single-hull ship. Now, is a boat like that, first of all, likely to have problems, more likely to have problems?
Well, the older it is, the more likely it is to have problems. As to its being a single hull vessel, there isn't any international regime that requires tankers to be double hulled. The United States is imposing such a requirement under a schedule expedited by the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 for vessels entering our waters. And the international community has moved very strongly in that direction. And we expect that there will be an international regime requiring double hulling. But because of the investment in ships, you just can't implement such a requirement overnight.
Is there any maritime agency that has the power to inspect and then ground a boat if it's found to be in really bad shape?
Yeah, that can work in one of two ways. Historically, the country whose flag the vessel flew had the responsibility for regulating the vessel. And that is still true somewhat today. But as you can imagine, with the flags of convenience popping up all over the place, there's some question as to whether or not some countries really have the capability of inspecting and regulating and preventing unsafe vessels from sailing. In recent years, the notion of port state control has taken on a lot of momentum. Canadians do it, and we do it, and the Australians do it, the Europeans do it, and it is definitely the wave of the future.
Now, according to one story, the Prestige is Liberian-owned, registered in the Bahamas, operated by a Greek company, chartered by a Swiss-based subsidiary of a Russian industrial conglomerate, and classed as seaworthy by an American shipping authority. Who's responsible?
Well, ultimately, the owner of the vessel is responsible, and usually the operator of the vessel will be responsible for assuring that the vessel is in a seaworthy condition. Certainly, the country whose flag the vessel flies is responsible, and any port in which the vessel enters, if they have any suspicion whatsoever that the vessel is unseaworthy, they can conduct an inspection and prevent the vessel from sailing.
Professor, how long is it going to take these boats that really pose an environmental threat? How long will it take to get them off the seas?
Probably 25 or 30 years.
25 or 30 years?
Yeah. I mean, even the U.S. provisions, which are the strictest, allows for I think the last vessels that can be used as single hulls will take us into maybe 2010 or 2015.
But
and we're ahead of the rest of the world in terms of the double hulling requirement.
Why would it take so long if we know that these vessels pose a threat?
Well, I think that we really can't generalize and say that all single hull vessels pose a threat. There's a big difference between a vessel that's 5 years old and a vessel that's 45 years old. There are tremendous investments in a vessel which a ship owner can't recoup in a short period of time. And especially when the shipping industry is in a period of recession, to say the least, it will take ship owners an even longer period of time to be able to recoup their investment in their vessels, because we're talking about, you know, many millions of dollars.
Thank you very much, Professor Force.
Okay.
Robert Force is a professor of maritime law and co-director of the Tulane Maritime Law Center.